Welcome to the A1A Scenic and Historic Coastal Byway. And just like we promised, we want to give you a little more information about where you are, things that even some of our fellow locals might not know.
First, Ponce de Leon arrived near here on April 2, 1513. However, he couldn't find a suitable inlet, so sailed south to what would soon be known as St. Augustine. Today, Pontevedra is well known for golf. Among others, it's the home of the ATP Tour, the PGA Tour, and the Players' Championship. However, before there was golf, there were minerals.
In the early 1900s, during World War I, titanium and zirconium were in high demand. The minerals were recovered right from the beach sand by National Lead Company, who dubbed the area Mineral City. After the war, mineral demand dropped, and the company leaders, who'd installed a 9-hole golf course for their employees, decided to develop a resort town. Mineral City wasn't an appealing name for a resort community. So in 1928, it was renamed Pontevedra, after Pontevedra, Spain.
In 1929, in an effort to open up the corridor, the state of Florida began work on State Road A1A to connect Pontevedra with St. Augustine. As time moved on, residents of Pontevedra were among the few who saw World War II firsthand. German U-boats sunk ships within sight of the shore, and oil from torpedoed tankers washed up on shore. There was even an incident when German spies came ashore here as part of a failed mission to attack the United States.
After the war, Pontevedra quickly became famous as a golf resort and destination. In addition, the region also has beautiful beaches, arts, and natural opportunities as well, all of which you'll find as you explore the A1A Scenic and Historic Coastal Byway. For more information, visit scenica1a.org. And from here, as you travel south, keep looking for the A1A Coastal Byway audio tour markers.